Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Today, yes, in more ways than one.
Today is Sunday, February 2nd. That's 2000.
No, it's not.
February 22nd. I'm sorry.
21st. No, well, you're all screwed up over there.
It's the 22nd. You're screwed up.
It is the 22nd.
Oh.
See, there you have it.
All right.
See, that's what's normal in our relationship as a brother and sister. She tries to correct me, and I'm always right.
Doesn't he wish?
Yeah, I have a sister. I understand that.
Be careful where you tread, you two.
Yeah. Anyway, my name is
Mark. We live about 1,000 miles apart. So.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. She's close enough for me to smack.
Wait till he takes his hat off and you see the bald spot on the back of his head.
Hey, cut it out. Now I won't put up with these personal attacks. So, good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. And I have in the studio with my sister.
Good morning.
And Bob.
That's your act.
There you have it. And Bob Martin, our producer and soundboard operator, all around great guy. And let me tell you, I couldn't do this show without either one of these guys. I might flip them a lot of, crap. But, you know, this show wouldn't go on the air without either one of them. With that said, you guys can, kill your mics, and I'm on.
Well, I have to say thank you to Bob. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. We're streaming worldwide, and you're listening to KCNR 1460. You can go to KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. That, again, is 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview, and that's at Destiny Fellowship. And what do we got on Monday?
I'm not sure what we got going on Monday off the top of my head. Been busy with so many other things that I don't remember at the moment.
I've got it pulled up here someplace. Let's see, Reading Tea Party. Maybe we can find out. Somebody will clue us in because we haven't a clue. So we
just have way too much going on.
There's just way too much going on. We have Jefferson State of Mind today that was just on, and there's a big event for those guys out there at the there's a town hall meeting to discuss progress and future plans to push the new state's formation, and that's scheduled for 2 p.m. today, Sunday, at Senior Citizens Hall, and that's 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. The meeting is free and open to the public. Come on out. What do we got there, Bob?
We have Bob having a coughing attack here, but aside from that, we have Chris Zwaga as the guest at the tea party on Monday night.
What's he talking about? You know,
she's our media advertising guru in the radio and TV community here in Reading with the Media Plus, but she is going to talk about how the topic is, how does homelessness in Reading affect you? And Chris will be talking about how it's affected her and her property specifically. She's been on Free Fry Radio before.
Will be good. But back to the town hall that's today. This is a format for people to come out if you have questions or want to get more information or don't know what's going on and how it works and what might happen and will it work and all of that.
Yeah, all you guys out there sitting on the fence, you need to jump off because, you know, this is going to happen. And, you know, if you would like to have some representation in your state, then you need to join in and get involved in doing something about it. Sitting back and hoping that somebody else is going to take care of the problem is not going to make it happen. What's going to make it happen is more and more people coming to the table and saying, hey, this is a viable solution to getting representative, a representative government in our, amongst us. I mean, we have none right now. It's like I'm looking at the numbers. We have three state assembly in the northern part of the state and three state senators. And down in the lower part of the state, they have 77 and 37. Does that sound like a fair deal to you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. But we don't want to represent trees. It has to be people. Well, that's a bunch of load of garbage that the left wing has peddled into consolidating power in a few small districts that they control. That would have been a plan deal or nothing. I mean,
yeah, so it's a good opportunity to get an education and understand what's going on with your representation this afternoon. You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
I was going on the conspiracy rant. You should key up the organ music, Bob. And so, you know, I mean, the real truth behind it is that this is something that needs to happen. It should have happened a long time ago. And the powers that be want to use our resources up here any way they want without any kind of input from the local government here or the local citizenry, because, you know, the real deal is does a guy in L.A. have our best interest in mind? Of course not.
Yeah.
So why would he care about what laws are passed that affect us up here and not him?
As long as they keep getting our water and things, they don't care.
And I know this was done on purpose. This was done on purpose by the powers that be. This is the Willie Brown guys, and this is the left-wing party. And
yes, welcome to Conspiracy World.
You know, be careful where you go with that.
Well, you know, we talk about conspiracies and, you know, and people say it's, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, wait a minute. If it's the truth, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's a conspiracy fact. And so that's what we're dealing with is a lot of facts here. The fact is we don't have representation and you need to get out there and attend the meeting and find out, get involved and find out why this is a viable solution. And separating the state is not the biggest problem here. The biggest problem is no representation, and separating the state is a very viable means to do that and get control of our government locally here again. So with that said, what else do we have? We've got coordination stuff going on.
Back to conspiracy theories real quick. You know, they say that. Then come to find out all the stuff that we talk about becomes truth, and then they go, oh, yeah, it really is happening. You know what I mean? At first, it's like, no, you guys are just a bunch of nuts.
Right.
You know? But really? We're not.
Well, you know, that's how it always is. Anytime you come up with an idea that, you know, is not popular to start with, like forming a country from the colonies against our own government at the time, which was England, unless
it's hard to be against the masses, you know? If you're standing outside the mass, it's hard until
the powers that be will always resist change because they like to control, you know, and that's what, you know, it's just funny, you know, you go back to the colonies and that's exactly what happened there was no representation. You know, it was all done in England.
Yep.
It's a very similar situation where, you know, that's why the colonists said, hey, you know, we can't get taxed on tea and taxed on this and taxed on that when we have no representative over there in the parliament that will state our case. It's unreal for you to start turning us into second class citizens, turning to, you know, basically into slaves. They said that, you know, if the government took 15% of your wages or your income, then you are basically a slave. And all of a sudden, wow, things have changed and look where
they take a lot more than 15%. Now we're looking over 50% of your wage goes to them.
It's true. So it's just crazy to think that, you know, in America that we would have no representation, but that's where we're at right now.
And before we move on, let's mention that actually at the town hall, they can listen to it on the radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sister Thunder Show if they can't come attend.
Very good. So there's a lot of good things going on here in the North State about this. This is not going to go away. We will overwhelm our Board of Supervisors if they will not get into line with the people's wishes, which, you know, when you see a meeting like the Board of Supervisors meeting where, 300 people show up and there are like three dissenters against just examining the facts about, you know, looking at whether to separate the state, just looking at the numbers and the figures and the presentation. When you have a Board of Supervisors that says, hey, we're not even going to look at it, then who are they working for?
Yeah, and think that they're above the law and there's nothing that we can do, which we can do something. If they don't want to go along with it, like I say, we'll override it. Well, we have the power to be.
That's right.
We are the people.
You know, the ultimate power rests in the people. And the powers that were given to the government were given to them by the people. Those powers rest with the people, not the government. And people are starting to wake up to the fact that in order to implement those powers and those enumerated powers to the government, the federal government, the state government, the local and city and county and so forth, is that it is done by the consent of the governed. And if the governed stop consenting, they can take the powers back and form a more perfect union. So
that's very true.
There you have it. So let's go to a break, and then we'll come back, and we've got a bunch of stuff to cover. There's some new updates on the CARB. We've got Common Core today, I believe, probably at 10. And so there's just a lot of stuff to cover, and so we'll go to a break.
All right. If there's a comment or a question you have for us, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
I'll go find a network wanting to treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With 4 adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Vince Stevenson, president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, and we're going to talk about what's happening downtown. What about crime? What about the things the chief's been doing? We're also going to talk about the VA and the problems they're having down there in Oakland and the 12,000 records that have been lost. All this on Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, this is Linda Bai. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Craftmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness that's up to greet me.
Go to Stuart, New York now. Stuart.
Hey, Jim, how you doing these days?
I'm not doing badly, thank you. How about you?
Okay, I got a question for you. There seems to be a currency crisis in the world. Gold is soaring in every currency but the U.S. Is there a conspiracy here to keep gold down? And Gold Corp, one of the best gold stocks, is giving a dividend greater than the 10-year treasury. What is your recommendation going forward on Gold Corp and the miners?
Well, I mean, you know what? There would be a time where I would have just laughed about that conspiracy thing, but I can't anymore. Doesn't it seem like everything's been rigged? The currency was rigged. The bonds were rigged. LIBOR was rigged. What didn't they rig? Oil they rigged. Nat gas they rigged. So did they rig gold? You know what? You know what, Stuart? I'm going to say I don't know. Hey, maybe they have. Maybe that's the next big Justice Department investigation. In the meantime, I like Randgold, but you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's rigged.
You know what? Good job, Bob. Maybe it is rigged. That's Kramer, CNBC. They're never wrong. They're never wrong, are they? Or they're never right?
I'm not sure what that word was, but
yeah, I'm not sure either. So there you have it. It's only a conspiracy theory. If it's not a fact. Yeah, so everything's rigged. Gee, I'm shocked. Anyway, we have a couple callers on the line. I think
yes, we do.
I think we have Todd first. And how you doing today, Todd?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. say I'm now in escrow on my property here in Plumas County, and I'm looking to move to the state of Jefferson. So my first question would be, what would you think? What do you think is the strongest county that is in favor of the state of Jefferson?
Wow, I would have to go with Siskiyou if I had to think about it, because that's where it originally started. And you know, being born in Wairika, you know, and a native Siskiyouian, I would say that probably Siskiyou County is where it originated, started, and the people there are probably the most behind it. That would be my guess, you know, from the
and
heart.
The yeah. least represented. If you
and
could
the,
say,
and yeah. probably the least represented as well.
Yeah.
So,
and then my second question is, of course, I'm always looking for an update on Plumas County. It seems to me, you know how you have a Shasta County, is you can't figure out why Shasta County won't, the Board of Supervisors won't make the declaration, and Plumas County, too, I can't figure it out, because three of the supervisors were in agreement that they were for it, but yet no motion was made. Both those counties, one is the start of the federal water project, and the other one's the start of the state water project.
Just a coinkydink.
And I think their key counties to this movement is getting those two involved, but yet you can't seem to get the supervisors to go along with it.
Well, I think you're right. I think they are key counties, and I think that the supervisors will end up going along with it, or we will put new supervisors in place at some point. Or, you know, there's another way around the supervisors, which is by putting it to the ballot
yep.
and having
the people have the power to go ahead and move
to
forward
vote around
with them. Yeah.
So, and I think that might happen. But I think it's about money, and I think it's about water and the powers that be. I don't know. I think there's some money changing hands here. I got no proof or nothing. I'm just speculating here, you know, but I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be surprised with anything these guys are doing after being here.
Well, I don't think they've ever been held to the fire in the past.
About anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
I
it's
know,
changing.
I know one thing that when I listened to the last Board of Supervisors meeting here in Plumas County, that one of the key supervisors who is would be the fourth vote on it, she is now getting chairmanships of all these committees, and some of them are state committees. She's a chairman on almost every committee or other board that she's on.
Well, there's more than
and
one.
This is all new since the state of Jefferson. Suddenly she's the chairman. She's been elected for several different committees.
Well, there's more than one way to bribe allegiance, I think.
Yeah, and here's an update. I just got an update in the chat room that Plumas will be readdressed, the Board of Supervisors, when the people who have left for the winter return. So they are looking to revisit that and get the Board of Supervisors vote and see what happens with that.
And could I ask one more question?
Sure.
It's concerning, I noticed both at the last Plumas County Board of Supervisors and then at the Lake County Board of Supervisors, this issue on race has came up by people who are against the state of Jefferson. Could you possibly address that? Because it doesn't make any sense to me why people are trying to bring in that this is just a it's just going to be like a white state. And it's very offensive to me because I think that I'm definitely not racist at all. I just think it's the fact of the matter is we don't have representation, and it seems to me the opponents of this state of Jefferson are trying to bring it into some kind of a race issue.
Well, it's that's insanity. You know that. You know, if you can't think of anything else, throw racism into the mix
yep.
and make it so that you cloud the picture of representation, and that's just insane. But there is. I've heard a news story that George Bush is moving here, and if George Bush moves here, then it'll be all Bush's fault that we're getting the state of Jefferson, and let's see, and maybe that we're homophobic, and you know, I mean, what else could they?
Because they didn't want to take our minds off of the representation, like you say. So what better way, like they've done for years, is throw in The race card.
Oh, the race card. You know,
works
the race,
every time you're late.
The race card is getting old. People are getting to the point where it's like, really? The race card? Okay. So all of the other pertinent facts don't, you know, they don't matter at all. It's all about racism. We just want a white man's state up here. And, you know, pretty soon we'll be burning crosses on our lawns and people will be running around in big white hats. Really? Are you kidding me? I mean, these people have no credibility anymore. You know, these people from the government and these left-wing organizations, the attack shock collars that they put out on everybody, you know, they have no credibility anymore because they don't really care about representation. They care about consolidating power in the hands of the left wing. And, you know, it's ridiculous. Look at what we're getting in our country right now. We've got the most leftist president in the history of the country up there. How's that working out there for everybody?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the jobs are leaving, the economy's collapsing, you know, and all we get is lie after lie after lie about how there's nothing wrong and ISIS is not a problem and the reason, and we just need to get jobs, you know, let's just give them jobs and they'll stop cutting
everything
people's heads off.
Fine.
And
yeah.
And anybody who is not favored in that is a racist. Because if
Could
you're against.
Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
Another one of the opponents, what I hear consistently, was I'm a Californian. My whole family heritage is from California, and I love California. And well, there's a problem with that. The California that they're referencing
doesn't
with
exist.
Their heritage, their
left a long time ago.
Genealogy was a totally different California
yep.
than it is today.
Well, I can say I
the
am
the regulations that have came in and. Have fouled it up.
Well, I was born in Yreka. I am a native California. I was raised on the Klamath River and in the state of California all over, north and south.
Yep.
And I know exactly what California used to be, and I know exactly what it is now. And it didn't used to be like this. And I love California, too. I love California probably more than most of the people that are even talking about it. But what I love more than California is freedom, liberty, and a state that promotes that, does not promote this left-wing ideological argument that you redistribution of wealth, the people are working to the people are not. And so that argument does not hold water at all. That's a left-wing smear tactic, you know, that, you know, they're native Californians. If they were native Californians, they'd believe in working for a living. Am I ranting?
Just a little bit. And they would want their freedom and liberty for themselves and everybody else, which was intended in the beginning.
Oh, so it's all about security, though. See, we want security over freedom. Didn't somebody say something about security over freedom? If you prefer that, you'll have neither. I think there's something there. Listen, anyway, Todd, we thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
We got to get on to the next one.
And hopefully we'll see you this afternoon. And our next caller is Billy Bob from Palo Cedro. Are you still with us, Billy Bob?
Yes, I am.
How
and
are you?
I want to indicate how much I agree with your comments to that fabulous call from Plumas County, Todd. He's making such great inferences on his end, and it's amazing how widespread this movement is creeping, and especially to the south. And my point, though, is I want to follow up on my call earlier to Jefferson State of Mind, where I asked Red why the Shasta County supervisors are absolutely disrepresenting the people of Shasta County, and I, as a Shasta County resident for over 50 years, I'm absolutely disgruntled and disgusted with these people, and a recall is what I'm pushing for, and an immediate recall of all four of them. Chappelle's out of the loop. He's on our side, but we have to get rid of these smucks, and I'll tell you what, they have disrepresented us. And on numerous things, they turned down a $35 million jail project 3.5-4 years ago, and that's left us in this crime problem with no place to put these crooks, and they voted it down. It would have been built by now, and Basenko would not have their problems in fighting this crime problem, and the Board of Supervisors is at the root of the problem. And secondly, I hear no town hall meetings being called by any of these supervisors. They don't discuss anything with their constituents. So anyway, I'm flabbergasted, and I'm calling for a recall. And thanks for your great show.
All right.
Well, thank
good.
You. And thanks. We totally agree with you, Billy Bob. And they've gotten away with it for so long as a problem is we fell asleep. We let it happen.
Reminds me of the country song, I'll lie to you for your love. and that's the truth.
Yeah, they've never been held to the fire. Like I said earlier, they've been getting away with it for years and years and years.
With
they've
that,
never been called out.
I think we have Terry Raposo on the line with us. Are you there, Terry?
I'm here, guys.
Good
How's
morning.
It going this morning?
Good. I just wanted to clarify a couple of quick things, if I could. Plumas County does have a couple of pretty good supervisors on it, number one. Number two, I don't think that we can go into every county and recall the guys because they don't want to do this. And the other thing about Plumas County is the fact that there will be some action being taken. We learned a lot when we did things there. We also, where Billy Bob has a really good point, we have a board of supervisors here in Shasta County that are, it's amazing to me that they're even in office, and I'll tell you why. When you start listening to the voice of the people, and we're being told, well, you know, it's not every constituent. We have to please all our constituents. Well, when you have 200 people in a meeting, and you have 41 that speak for and 4 that speak against, and one comes up and says, I represent 1,000 people in Shasta County, and those people do not want the state of Jefferson. Well, you would think that this guy could bring maybe just 2 people with him.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, if there was 4 people that showed up that were against the state of Jefferson, and they were each representing 1,000 people, and 300 other people showed up that were for the state of Jefferson people, and they were representing 1,000 people each, I would think that would overwhelmingly tell the supervisor that there's a majority of the people. And again, I'm not saying democracy rules. I'm saying at least have looked at the situation, because the underlying premise that we're getting no representation is a valid point that needs to be looked at regardless, and they should have taken the leadership steps to step up to the plate to say, hey, this is a serious issue that we need to look at for a constituent's sake. They did none of that.
Well, no, when you have 197 people for and you have 4 people against, that is something that they have to take into consideration, and that does show it, because there's a lot of us, myself included, and you were there, the two of us both had to miss work that day. We believe that our liberty is more important than and taking a couple hours off on work. But Billy Bob has it right in Shasta County. It's amazing to me how they wouldn't even hear a presentation. But the other thing I wanted to address is the gentleman who called, Tom from Plumas. Good call.
Todd.
However, there isn't really one county that stands out from the rest. I mean, Glenn County, heck, all 5 of their supervisors voted for the declaration by just saying, hey, we've been to 2 town halls, send us a declaration, we're in. Modoc did it the same way. Tehama had a vote of the people, and that was fantastic, a 57-43 win. So I don't think there's any one county that stands out over another. But I think the main thing is that all these counties, 20 of them, are all working together with their committees. And that's the neatest part about this, is seeing folks that want liberty. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Well, you know, the only reason I said Siskiyou County, and it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, is the fact is that I was born there. So I think that makes that county very special. Okay. And, you know, it's like saying that you're, love California. Well, I don't care if we name it Northern Zimbabwe, quite frankly, as long as we start having representation and liberty.
Yeah, so I want to go back to Shasta County when you guys were talking about the numbers and stuff. It shows you right there that we need representation. Right there in their own numbers. If you got 197 for, 4 against, whatever it is, it shows that we need representation, that they're not doing their job.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the most important fact we had come out was at Lake County. And the reason is that Rob Brown, who's one of the supervisors there, said that every $500 that Lake County sends in to Sacramento, they get 25 back. I'm going to say that again. Every $500 that goes to Sacramento, that goes to the state, they only get 25 back. And people are saying, how do we live without California's money? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Wake up.
Do they? Is the high-speed rail going through Lake County?
Well, I mean, that's the amazing thing. The one other thing happened in Lake that was interesting is that during the presentation, the chair had said, well, you know, we need some economic things here, and we need this and we need that. Well, Steve had given that information to him, and they discussed it, and they found that virtually Lake County had $2 million more than they thought they did. Now, it gets better because he demanded all this information. Well, we sent him the information, meaning this chairman of the board in Lake County, and he said, well, I'm not going to pay staff to go through this stuff. Well, then why did you ask for it?
Hmm.
And again, here's the real deal. That guy has aspirations for running for assembly. There's no doubt about it. He did it last time, pulled out because it looked like he wasn't going to win. The biggest problem we have with the people who are on boards of supervisors in certain areas, not all, but in certain areas of California, is that basically they have their eye on the ring. Yeah. They are ready to move up the ladder of the bureaucratic ladder that we have here in California, which employs more people than anybody else, number one. And number two, instead of answering the question this way, in my decision as a board of supervisor, does this help my constituents or does this hurt my constituents? Their thinking is, does this help me or hurt me with my own agenda? That's the problem we have. We have a huge disconnect between the people that are elected and the people and the people.
Well, I got to agree with that, Terry. Yep. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean,
they think we need them when they need us.
Yeah, that's why we got to switch this thing around. We got to get people who are going to, you know, look at these things in the Board of Supervisors and start operating in behalf of the people and their local constituents instead of, you know, looking at the brass ring, so to speak, down there at the state capitol.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I'll see you in a couple hours, and you guys are wonderful. Great program. Keep it up. Everybody out there, support Sovereign Minds. It's radio that speaks the truth.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
for calling in.
And in another unrelated story, U.S. advisors are chasing health care for all in Kenya. It's true. Go to WND. It seems that a new round of advisors is being sent to Kenya on behalf of the Obama administration, which plans to deploy individual private contractors to assist in the simultaneous expansion of healthcare services and the ongoing decentralization of the national government. Indeed, one of Obama's long-term goals is to establish social health insurance system to enable equitable provisions of health care to all Kenyan citizens.
Unbelievable.
I'm not making this up. Okay. This is a true thing that is happening. So the fact that Obama's more worried
about Kenya?
I thought he was the American president. I didn't know he was running for office in Kenya. But wait a minute. His father was a Kenyan and he was never vetted by the press. And we know maybe he's born in Hawaii.
We're not sure.
And we're not really sure. We're not positive. But let's say he was. But according to natural born citizenship in the Constitution, both parents were supposed to be citizens at the time of the birth of the person who was going to be a citizen of the United States and eligible for the presidency, because they said he might have foreign allegiances if you didn't do that.
And again, the truth is coming out.
I don't care whether you believe the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, there was a reason they put that in there so that the president, who was commander-in-chief, would have no foreign allegiances to,
well, they
I don't
had
know.
First-hand experience in that.
Exactly. I don't know, say Kenya or the Muslim Brotherhood or – he's not a Muslim. There's absolutely no evidence of that. Anyway, I guess when you listen to, you know the clips of him talking about the morning prayer in Indonesia, such a beautiful sound, and he'll be there to protect the Muslims and stand by them in his book.
Yeah, that's all important stuff, and that, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, but let's just start setting up healthcare in Kenya. The other side of that is it's going to ruin Kenya too.
Yeah, they can't even run it here in this country or anything. Look how what a mess.
Anyway,
this is.
I just had to say that because that was so off the charts. We keep there's conspiracy theory and there's another conspiracy.
He wouldn't do anything
and,
like that.
And he's a Christian.
He's
and,
all for America. He's very
he's
patriotic.
All for America, except when he's trying to get healthcare implemented in Kenya. I'm not sure how that works. It must be Bush's fault.
All right. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Isn't that the truth? Nothing to see, folks. Move along.
There you have it. So anything else? So we're going to have our Common Core guys in here at the top of the hour, I guess. So we got 15 more minutes. There's a few other things that we need to maybe cover. I mean, this carb thing is getting big. I listened to oh, we're going to need to go to a break, Bob? All right.
Okay. I guess we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, again, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1416.
I.
Junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair. California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
Yep. Sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops. And rainbows. Yeah. Hey, that's great. It's wonderful. That's kind of our tribute. I guess Leslie Gore, who's cousin to Al Gore, died this last week. Kind of a radical leftist, I think. Feminist.
Passed away at the age of 68. Yeah.
At the age of 68. She passed away from inhaling dirty air.
Well, she was best known for the song It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, which
there's that.
Make some tasteless political jokes out of, but we won't.
We'll leave that alone for now. We can go a long way.
But
there.
She is Dracula's cousin. Just saying. All right. So.
Okay. Moving right along.
I meant Al Gore. You know, it's like, don't be afraid. It's good. The global warming is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunshine and lollipops.
You could add some blah, blah to that too if you wanted to, but. Yeah, probably better moving right along here. Let's see. We've looked over the Kenya story, and what else have we got here on the Moody's has downgraded Russian sovereign rating to junk status. So Russian bonds are junk now, soon to be followed by U.S. Treasury bonds.
Just
having a little problem over there in Europe, couldn't lead to World War III or nothing. But, Visa joins MasterCard in localizing Russian payments. Germany gives Greece enough rope,
to hang themselves.
What were the Russian bonds called again?
I don't know what they call them. It's, what are they?
You made some
ratings to, yeah, well, it's, sovereign debt rating is, sovereign debt rating to junk, so sovereign debt is typically the bonds that they're selling, to other countries or other, foreign banks.
I'm wondering if the show could, sue them for copyright infringement or something.
I don't think so. I'm thinking, no. Yeah, they went from BA1 to BAA3. I think that's 3. putting one notch below investment grade. The outlook of the rating is negative, meaning Moody's could downgrade it again in the near term. The government's financial strength will diminish materially as a result of fiscal pressure and continuing erosion of Russian foreign exchange reserves in light of ongoing capital outflows and restricted access to international capital markets, Moody said. The risk is rising, although it's still very low, and the international response to the military conflict in Ukraine triggers decisions by the Russian authorities that directly or indirectly undermines timing payments on external debt services. Boy. Yeah, nothing to worry about over there in Europe. Nothing to worry about Greece. You know, it's just Greece. How could that possibly affect us?
Yeah, it's never going to affect us. It's never going to come across and anything going to happen, right?
Yeah, Russia's got a new $100 billion development bank that they're working on. The Russian state Duma has ratified the $100 billion BRICS bank. Brazil, South Africa, India, Russia, China, you know, they're all getting together and bypassing our petrodollar. Just a quinky-dink you don't understand.
Yeah, and since they are buying up all the gold and everything, there's no connection there.
Yeah, the fact that they're buying some outdated archaic metal that holds its value forever and doesn't decline with the dollar devaluation and, you know, has fungible, divisible, tangible. You can actually keep it out of the system of the banking and, you know, lose its control from the bankers and is, you know, one of those things that has always been a hedge against economic upheaval and financial uncertainty. Why would we want to have any of that stuff? Because we're on such solid ground right now. I mean, look at our economy. It's coming. It's recovering. We're down to, you know, 5% unemployment.
We are. And that's why you got more homeless people out on the corner each day, right?
Oh, don't worry. Those homeless guys,
I'm not really seeing those people standing out there with the sign.
There's always, you know, you got to stop it. Okay.
I know.
You know, you're like the doom and gloom report. You know, you got to stop this. We've got to start looking at sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops because that's the true economic indicators at this point. And there's also blowing smoke up your, you know, barbecue. And so there we have it. You know, we've got the stellar reporting from our local news agencies. They tell us everything about this stuff because they know the truth is just prevalent everywhere. I mean, these headlines, I don't even get the paper anymore because it's so thin I can't see it anymore. I hold it up to the light and I keep seeing the front and the back at the same time, which it makes it very difficult to read.
I haven't gotten one for a long time. They put a bad taste in my mouth a few years back, and that's the end of that one.
And, you know, I can buy cheaper linings for your rabbit cage. You know.
Well, you know, I can just turn on the TV if I want to listen to more lies. You know, I don't have to actually read it. I can just turn on one of the other radios.
What are you talking about? Yeah. They always get the facts right.
Yeah. They'll just turn on channels.
They just forget about all the other facts that they don't want to talk about. Yeah, that should be their new slogan. We're just blocking out the facts.
Just move along. No facts here. There's people.
Facts.
Just move.
Facts. Who needs facts? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so anyhow.
So, you know, it's just crazy out there right now. I mean, you know, like we said, you know, like Kramer in that little clip we played, you know, was good grief. Nothing's rigged. Everything's rigged.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything is corrupt. It's just amazing, though, the magnitude that it is corrupt out there.
And I, you know, what is the definition of corruption? I just happen to have it right here.
Well, I could.
Okay. Wrongdoing on the part of an authority or a powerful party through means that are illegitimate, immoral, or incompatible with ethical standards.
Wow.
Corruption often results from patronage and is associated with bribery.
Can you say government?
It's like, you know, there's a few good guys out there, but
there is a few. Yeah, we have to say that. But the majority of them.
You know, Bill Chappelle's a stand-up guy. You know, you've got Gary Cadd, stand-up guy. You know, but I can't say too much about the rest of them at this point. You look at the city council, I have hopes. What did they do? The first thing on the agenda item, they moved back public comment to the end of the show so that you have to be there at 11 o'clock at night to say anything about something. And so they really don't want to hear us. And we're just out of control children that need a timeout.
Yeah. We need to go to the corner for a little bit.
Yeah. I think you should go to the corner.
You're already in the corner, so I'm good to go.
You know, it's always like that with you.
Yeah. We're going to get cut off here at the top of the hour. And before we do, I want to mention our fundraiser that is coming up in March, March 21st. It's at Wind River. The doors will open at 4:30, and we've got a lot of good things that are going to be happening. We will have the dessert auction this year again.
I like that part.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Also, we, you know, we have a gun safe coming, and we have an ATV that a wonderful person donated.
Oh yeah, side by side, this thing's the bomb, man! It screams.
Yeah,
and it's really cool. So,
when you want to bug out or whatever, you can just get in your ATV thing.
How do they get involved in this?
To get involved, they can give me a call at 221-0101, or they can come to the town hall meeting this afternoon and get tickets, or come to the Reading Tea Party at 6 p.m. on Monday night.
That's the town hall, State
or
of Jefferson,
February 22nd. Jones Fort and get them.
2 p.m. today.
Yes.
Be there. 2290 Benton Drive.
All right. This is KCNR 1460.
Where hour number two of Sovereign Minds is coming your way next. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Homeland Security runs out of money on Friday, and congressional Republicans say they won't release the cash unless the president drops his controversial unilateral action on immigration. GOP Senator John McCain of Arizona says the courts should probably take on the immigration question while lawmakers fund Homeland.
I think that's the best way that we can resolve this. But have no doubt, I am angry, as are my constituents in a border state, that the President of the United States would unconstitutionally issue the executive orders that he did.
He was a guest on CBS TV. A Texas judge ruled last week that the president's actions were unconstitutional. The Northeast has suffered much of winter's wrath. Now the season is taking aim on the far west. A big storm is dropping up to 2 feet of snow on parts of Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico this weekend. Driving is treacherous.
Cars have just been sliding all over the place.
It's really bad.
Sheet ice right now.
We just started sliding, and it was like a parking lot. Everybody was hitting everybody, and, I mean, it was pretty intense and really scary.
Those folks on the roads in Denver, they talked to KUSA-TV. The snow is expected to last into tomorrow. The day after hinting about a slowdown of the withdrawal of U.S. troops, the new defense chief is getting briefed by U.S. and Afghan commanders about training of Afghan security forces. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, on the second day of what he calls a listening tour of the war zone, he's attending briefings at the giant base in Kandahar. Boko Haram has been involved in heavy fighting. Nigeria's military says its troops have retaken a major border town and killed scores of extremist fighters this weekend, although witnesses also report deadly Boko Haram attacks on other villages. Meanwhile, a military official in neighboring Niger says seven soldiers were killed in an overnight attack on an island in Lake Chad, conducted by Boko Haram, apparently. This is SRN News.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffers from back pain, there's new hope for relief without the use of over-the-counter pain pills. Australian Dream, makers of the popular arthritis cream, now offers a back pain cream. It's real medicine that goes on fast and provides effective relief for simple backache. Australian Dream back pain cream has no odor, doesn't burn, and isn't greasy. And it's backed by the empty jar guarantee. Love it or send back the empty jar for a full refund. Find Australian Dream back pain cream now at Walgreens.
Israel says it will purchase 14 additional next-generation F-35 fighter jets for approximately $3 billion. Israel's defense ministry said today the deal adds to the fleet of 19 U.S.-made jets it already purchased in 2010. The recent signing with Lockheed Martin Company includes an option for 17 more in the future, the first such planes to arrive in the Jewish state in late 2016. The F-35 is the Pentagon's most expensive weapons program, with an estimated cost of nearly $400 billion. It aims to replace a wide range of existing aircraft in the U.S. The Swedish tabloid Expressen says that Swedish journalist Joakim Medin has been released from a week-long captivity in Syria. The 30-year-old Medin, in an interview with the paper today, said he and his interpreter were captured by Syrian government forces while working in the Kurdish parts of the country. Paper says Medin, who works as a freelancer, was released late yesterday after spending a week in an isolation cell. This is SRN News. It's been one of the most popular educational video games since the 1990s. Now, Math Blaster is making a comeback in a different format. Here's SRN's Ken Lorman.
Instead of a floppy disk drive or CD-ROM title, Jumpstart has launched the game online to help bring the classic to a new generation of young learners. It's now available for free online, both through Facebook and on MathBlasters.com.
The new title has updated graphics, multiplayer options online, and loads of mini-games within the game. Today is Sunday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of 2015. There are 312 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1865, Tennessee amended its constitution to abolish slavery. And on this date in 1980, the Miracle on Ice took place at Lake Placid, New York, as the U.S. Olympic hockey team upset the Soviets 4-3. The U.S. went on to win the gold medal. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Hey, we're back. We're in the second half of the hour with Sovereign Mind Radio. We have our guests here in the studio with us now, and we're going to be talking about Common Core. We have two teachers and a fireman. I'm pretty sure there's a joke there, but I think we'll let it go until we figure out what it is. We've got Gary, Bev, and Richard, and they are from the Committee on Common Core that is out educating our local officials, the school boards and the county and so forth, on why Common Core is a problem, or just what is Common Core all about? Where did it come from? How did it get here? Who benefits? Why is it a problem, or why is it a solution? Anyway, so let's start with that. Where does Common Core come from?
Yeah, hi, I'm Richard, and we're part of a group called Shasta County Against Common Core.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook page, so please help us there. So, yeah, you know, my part of the group is I like to look at regulations, laws, federal, state, local, and just to get some the legal aspects of where this came from. Because with that foundation,
you're the fireman.
I am. And with that foundation, that can help us fight this legally, regulatory, et cetera. So this came from 2009, American Recovery Reinvestment Act. That was $4 billion plus set aside for education. Reading that document is, of course, is very boring, but the few pages that apply with regards to Common Core, it's pretty subversive in the way that it was written in there for states and jurisdictions that we'll call them LEAs, local educational agencies. So you're going to hear that a lot today, LEA.
Are those government agencies or
local educational agencies?
Okay, but they don't.
Okay, whether they be a charter school, whether they be a public school,
I see.
Okay,
okay.
So you'll hear that a lot today, LEA. But basically, the ERA, ARRA, the Recovery Act, the ERA says that we're going to get as many LEAs on board as we can. There's no minimum. There's no democratic way. It just says let's just convince as many as we can.
And how do they do that with money?
Yes, yes. It was there was three large facets of ERA that I'm going to politely use the word convinced the states to accept Common Core. So No Child Left Behind law back in 02, about 02 from the Bush era, unfortunately was a very bad law. And that law was coming to coming to climax in 2014. So waivers for No Child Left Behind were offered. So that was one way. The other way was the funding. So the funding for the different programs in the LEAs. The third one was, and we've all seen the clip on TV of Mr. Obama literally saying your Title I funds, federal funds, could be in jeopardy if you do not accept Common Core. So those three facets of the ERA federal law is how it came in on the federal side.
So are there strings attached? I mean, there's always strings attached. In other words, if you don't follow Common Core or do Common Core implement the curriculum into your teaching of the children, then they will pull your funding? Is that how it works?
Like any government program, whether it be state or federal, there's always strings attached. And if you're going to accept our money, you will do this. There's mandates. Sometimes there are optional items in state or federal funding. But as we all know, usually it's mandated items when you take the money. So, yes, that's the answer to that. And if I can I continue with sure. With the federal side? We covered the federal side, how it sure. came in on the federal side. So then they put a consortium of states together to look at the standards. The National Governors Association, the Chief Council of State School Officers, which is basically our state superintendents of public instructions. Those are basically they're like organizations, just like, you know, the counties. There's an organization of counties. There's an organization of city councilmen. There's organizations of mayors. Same thing. So, yes, the organization is made up of people that were elected, but the organization itself has no legislative authority. So they came together along with some private companies and some federal grants. And all that stuff came together to establish the standards. And let me get back to the state. The state was not involved in establishing the standards. Our state legislature passed three laws. I believe it was in the 2009-2010 session. There was a special session. One of the laws was to establish a state committee to review the standards. The other law was to the data for the data that comes out of our schools to allow the data at the state level to go to the federal level. And the third law was kind of ponied off of that second one. So our state legislature passed three little laws in order to open the door for Common Core into the state. And our legislature, that was it. That was their involvement. Hmm. And so the committee that the legislature passed at the state level, that committee was made up mostly of large LEAs, large school districts throughout the state. And again, they didn't need a majority. They didn't need any particular facets of the LEAs. If you read the ERA law, the federal law, it says they wanted to try to get rural, urban, just kind of the gamut of the LEAs throughout the state. However, the ones that actually were involved in the consortium for this, looking at the state, the federal Common Core standards at the state level, they were very large districts, mostly in very urban areas. So most of the small areas are rural. They were not represented.
Wow. So I was just looking at one of the things here and who was behind Common Core. And then this thing is on a website, The New American. And it talks about that we have, the National Governors Association. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about this comes from a meeting in 2012. This evidently, from what you're saying, goes a lot farther back than that.
Yes. And I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but, this has been going on for decades, just like the healthcare. The federal government has been trying to centralize healthcare. Well, obviously they have, but
since Clinton, I mean, that was
way before that.
Yeah, Hillary's big thing. Yeah,
yeah. But this is part of the progressive movement, unfortunately, to centralize control of things, and so they've done it with the schools now, and a lot of people don't know what's going on. So we're, this year, the 14-15 school year, Common Core was mandated in the state of California. Prior to this year, it was optional. And so now it's hitting homes. The kids are taking stuff home now. And the parents are like, what's going on here? Everybody's blindsided. We really are. And we're the last in line to get blindsided by Common Core.
Well, and I've looked some of the math. I was just looking at some of the math problems, you know, and it's like some of it is absolutely insanity as far mm-hmm. as teaching the kids. It doesn't make any sense at all. So why would they implement something that doesn't really teach the kids math? I mean, or doesn't mm-hmm. teach simple formulas in order to solve math problems, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I'm going to refer you to Beverly, one of our retired educators, and she can answer that for you.
We're having to switch mics and stuff, so just bear with us today, folks. We got a lot of people in the studio.
Hello, I'm Beverly. And rephrase the question for me, Mark.
Well, I'm asking why is it that, you know, when they're teaching Common Core math, and math seems to be the biggest problem with the Common Core, is that the examples of the problems that I've seen are so, scattered out. It's not like they're trying to teach a problem to be solved as much as they're trying to teach some kind of formula in solving the problem that doesn't necessarily make it a quick, easy problem to solve. In other words, you know, they're more interested in this big formula
in
than
the
they
formula
are,
than the correct answer.
Than the correct answer.
Or having
you know?
it's correct all, answer.
So why do you think that is?
One of the things, they're trying to get the kids to think about what's happening. How, say, for instance, 2 into 300. They want them to sort of guess how many times that 2 will go into 300, where when we were growing up, we would put our thumb over the last 2 zeros and say 2 will go into 3 once. Well, they want them to visualize in their head the process of how it's going to work. Because when you get on into calculus, you have to know how A plus B equals C. And they're trying to pull it all the way down to the little kids, because they don't want to teach multiplication facts anymore. And you and I both know that multiplication facts is the fastest way to do a math problem.
Well, it Correct. Seems to me, being a business person, and actually I am a tax consultant, it seems to me that when you're doing math, you're interested in getting to the problem as, you know, getting to the answer as quickly as possible.
And an exact answer. My understanding is with some of this, they don't have to have the right answer in order for it to be correct. So, like you say, in business and stuff, that could be a big issue.
Well, when you do estimations, mm-hmm. that's what this is coming from, is you're estimating how many times a figure will go into another figure, or how many times you add it, it will get as close as possible. So that when you do take your money to the store, you have $10 and you have 4 items at $99, you can say, okay, I need $4 to spend with. They're not worried about counting the $99 up 4 times.
Okay. But
it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean.
And then back to their theory with getting to calculus and stuff, what I've seen in the math is their parentheses, the way that they have it, that once you start getting into algebra and calculus, those meanings will become all different, because when you're at the lower level and you're adding in brackets is way different than when you start multiplying and to the power of.
That's right.
Yeah. So then the kids are going to be way, way confused when they get to the higher up.
And that's the question. What's the advantage to doing it that way?
Because they're dumbing our kids down.
Well,
okay, and there's a reason behind this. They're like mapping their brain. What you know?
Well, when you dumb a child down, is you want everybody to be the same, and you want them to be able to communicate with faster answers, not exact answers, because the exact answer isn't what you need anymore. You need an approximate answer.
Oh, okay.
That's not how the real world works.
Yeah, it's like.
No.
Yeah,
so it makes less work for the teachers? Okay, because you just guessed, and that works better than me teaching you exactly what the answer is?
No, they're trying to see how many steps it takes you to get to the answer. So the process is what they're looking at, not the answer.
So the process is more important than getting the answer.
Yes.
And why would that be? Because I don't care about the process as much as I care about the answer in the real world. If I'm cutting a 2x4, I don't care if four times 99 is closer to four than the exact answer, because when I'm measuring the rule, I need the exact answer for the 2x4 to fit.
That's absolutely right.
But if you're going to make the 2x4 fit, you've got to measure it twice and make sure it was an exact twice in order for it to work.
Otherwise, we'll just cut it at like 4 feet because it's close. And if it doesn't fit, we'll bang it in with a hammer. Is that how it works?
I wonder if it's too small. Then what do you do? Well, then how's that going to work for you?
I don't know. That's a man's question.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah. It goes back to it makes no sense that they're more important is the formula and not the answer. They don't care about the answer.
I'm always looking for the quickest way to get to the answer. I mean, I don't care if you take and, multiply 99 three times or four times or whatever.
What difference does it matter?
What does it matter? I already know it's close to four. I want the exact answer, not the close answer.
Right. So what I would do is I would say it's four, and then I would subtract four.
You would subtract four because there's four ones from 99.
Correct.
To get that. Yeah. Well, okay, but that's kind of a roundabout way to get it, isn't it?
Well, it's a faster way because you moved up.
I wonder, would that work with taxes? Can we just guess what we want to pay?
Well, last time I...
I
was thinking a little while ago that, I've taken literally, I'm going to say hundreds, if not thousands of IRS tests, over the last 30 years. And it's a standard in taking IRS tests that they don't put the right answer a lot of the multiple choice questions because they want you to get the most... right, wrong answer.
Yeah, correct. The best of the worst.
So what the biggest problem is these tests that are coming up. And the tests that are coming up in March, it's 3rd through 8th grade and 11th grade. And the students will be taking the test. It's called adaptive testing. And when you answer a question right, you'll get a harder answer the next time. Harder question. If you answer it wrong, you'll get an easier answer.
In other words, the more right you are,
penalized.
That's right. You get penalized for being right. They don't want you to gravitate towards the right answer. They want you to gravitate towards the wrong answer as a kid, because then what will happen is you'll just keep marking the wrong answers.
You become dumber.
You become dumber. You don't become smarter.
That's right.
Wow, we got to go to a break.
Yeah. With that, if you have a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Reading, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Tells me I better get in line. Can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The American people are getting fed up here, and we're going to be opting out of Common Core. Because you know something? This is, you know, why is this all happening? Is this designed to stifle creativity? Is it designed to stifle improvement, intelligent kids that go up and think for themselves? And that's really what it comes down to. The cream can't rise to the top under this kind of a system. It's designed to turn people into drones for the government. And oh, of course, that could not happen here, right?
Yeah, we were talking during the break, you know, about advancing and the cream rising to the top. I graduated when I was 16 years old from high school. So under these conditions, there's no way that I would be able to do that. Is that correct, Gary?
That's correct. Even though I'm a retired English teacher, teaching is teaching. And unfortunately, I was shocked. I just found out last week that calculus is not being taught in the senior year in our local high schools. Talk about a dumbing down. And the math homework is designed to be difficult so the parents cannot help their children. Therefore, that helps the divide between the child and the parent. And also, then the child becomes dependent on the school, and they're even told that by some teachers that you must have the work done the way we do it. You're dependent on the school. Therefore, later you'll be dependent not only on the school, but the government for everything. And so therefore, Linda, as you said, this is the year of the sheeple.
Well, listen, I mean, we're just talking about the testing. You know, explain to me again about how if you get the right answer, they give you a harder answer. And if you get the wrong answer, you get an easier question. So how does that, I mean, why would they, what does that do? How does that work? I mean, that's insanity.
Well, it is difficult. It took me about 4 or 5 weeks of intensive tutoring by my colleagues before it finally dawned on me, and there's some info on the internet that fully explains it better than I. But it's a conditioning. So the when I say conditioning, all right, the individual takes the test and gets the wrong answer. Well, then the conditioning looking for the right answer, and therefore the test takers also are conditioning. And they say, see, this person didn't know the correct answer, so this person needs question 1, 5, and 10 to help the student arrive at the right answer.
So the answer is not necessarily the right answer. The answer is the answer that they want you to have.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. And the they is insidious, and it is scary.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's what our founding fathers warned us against. They warned us against big, out-of-control government. They warned us that if you ever let the government get so big that it would just envelop you. And you know, we're seeing it. You know, if you look around the world, we're the only government that was free from the beginning. And now, through the banking and the takeovers and the corruption, we're starting to look a little bit more like Red China than we are the America that I knew as a child. So it's something that we all better start paying attention to, because the end of that is not good. You know, I mean, when you have a government running the show, like in North Korea, you don't get to go do what you want to do on the weekends anymore. You pretty much have to do whatever the government tells you. And people who think they're free disillusioned state if they don't think that we're headed towards a totalitarian government at this point.
And it's the sad part of it is so many people, including educators, are fine. They're comfortable with the government running the show. Now, this didn't start last year or 5 years ago. It has been coming for the last 20, 30, 40 years. And it is now here big time. Because of there's an atmosphere now that the government can do it and will do it, and the Constitution be damned. And if any of our listeners could call in and show me in the Constitution where the federal government can run the school system, I'll make a healthy contribution to their favorite charity.
Well, this goes way back, you know. I mean, it goes back to, you know, the separation of church and state thing that is non-existent. The reason that people, the government, you know, that comes from a letter between Thomas Jefferson, I believe it was Sam Kercheval, and what he said was they wanted a separation of church and state. Not that they wanted, they didn't want the church and the government. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that back then the churches were the schools, and they didn't want the government in the schools, because once the government started teaching your children, guess what? They would have a problem. And we've already heard Obama say on a couple occasions on video that they'll have to change history. They'll have to fix history. And Bev just, you know, handed me a note here saying that, you know, basically what they're going to do is take our history out of the textbooks, so we won't understand what freedom is. We won't understand what the founding fathers fought for against a totalitarian government that was taking all their rights away. They will think that that's the norm, and they will think that that's just the way it is.
And they're already starting to do that in some of the books that I have seen that they're taking out. Pieces of history. They just decided that they don't want it in there
and
no more.
And if you don't know what the alternatives to a totalitarian system is, you won't know how to choose the right answer for freedom. And that freedom is the best answer.
Well, they won't have that option.
Well, and
this is going, they won't have that option at all.
You know, it's like the Muslim terrorists. They say, oh, you don't need freedom. We don't want freedom. We want Allah, you know. But what you don't realize is freedom is the best economic system that ever existed since the dawn of man. That's what caused the big explosion in goods and services that made our standard of living the highest that ever was in the shortest amount of time. You can't even hardly cover this up in the history books. But they do it, and that's what they're trying to do. We, you know, the guys who are at the top want them, you know, they want to be in charge of everything, and that's really what it comes down to.
So if you have children in school, you know, kind of help us out here. What can they do, or what do people need to do, or what do they need to look for so they can start getting, you know, the information themselves? You know, they can hear us saying, yeah, this is what's happening. But if they're not plugged in or seeing what's coming home, or, you know, how can parents or even grandparents.
I think first one of the easiest things, and none of this is easy, is to opt out of the testing. In other words, don't allow your children to be tested, and that form is online and it's illegal. It's illegal and will stand up in any court. Now, I say that's the easiest because, therefore, your child will remain in school. Then you need, as a parent, you need to go to the schools and talk with, I said with, not to the teachers, with. It's a two-way conversation. What is happening and why it's happening, and find out what is going on, because much of what's in the classroom is probably undermining your ideals and your family values. At least that's what I've seen online and the info that we've been exposed to.
Well, we want to make sure everybody knows where to go to get the information to opt out of the testing, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. You can go to www.pacificjustice.org, and they have the forms there online. I've already used them for my grandson and opted him out of the test. And you can also go to Facebook and go to the groups, the Shasta County Against Against Common Core. And then, let's see, so far, let's see, teachers, you know, I'm trying to figure out what you got going here.
So if they opt out while he's trying to figure that out, nothing changed. I mean, besides being tested, it's not like something happens to the child.
Correct. Nothing happens to the child, and the parents must stand up for their rights, and nothing will happen to the child that is legally. Now, some teachers may be a little miffed, but nothing comes without a price, and freedom is not free.
Well, and it also, I'm looking at some of the information here. You know, basically, there's a lot of teachers that are against Common Core after they get involved and start seeing what it's doing. You know, when they see that it's not really about teaching the kids, it's about dumbing them down. You know, and they're basically told that, you know, this is your job, do your job. And they can see the kids are getting frustrated. They can see that their attention spans are starting to get more and more difficult. And so there's some problems there that I think you can find some allies with the teachers if you go have the conversation.
Yes. If the teachers know you are in their corner, then I think they will come to the fore, because most teachers, especially K through 8th grade, the children are their main concerned, not the dollar and what's happening, as administrators seem to be chasing.
Now, what's the big deal with Gates? You know, Gates gives $150 million in grants to Common Core Standards. What do you guys know about that? I mean, is this, you know, I'm hearing that there's data mining going on in these testing. So what they're doing is they're tracking and asking questions inside inside these testing to say, you know, gee, does your parents own firearms is one of the questions. You know, things like that. And they're tracking it on each student. Now, I don't know about you, but that kind of sends a little bit of a chill up my spine when I hear that they're asking those kind of questions. Can you address that?
Yeah, and I believe you guys have had Tracy in here before. She's in our group.
Correct.
She's the expert in the data portion of it. But to get back to Gates, everything is going electronic online now with teaching. So what does Mr. Gates do? He owns Microsoft. So he's going to be getting a lot of money, software, hardware, firmware. So that it's all about money. It's all about money as far as Gates is concerned. But you're talking about surveys, the personal questions that are in these surveys. Surveys are different than the assessments. Okay, assessments are there for educational markers, I'll call them. But the surveys, they're there more for climate, the school climate, that the climate at home, the personal questions. So when you opt out, let me get back to the opt out. Make sure you opt out of the surveys also.
Okay.
Make sure that's in the documentation.
Well, that should be in the opt out forms from the Pacific Justice Organization, right?
Yeah, I'd have to reread it, but just make sure that verbiage is in there. That okay. Also from the assessments, you want to opt out from any survey.
Yeah, because that's the first time I've heard that. So now I'm getting
those are different.
Know, yeah, I'm getting the hair on the back of my neck standing up a little bit
because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so opt out of the surveys as well.
Okay.
Right now, the assessments and surveys do not tie to your child's grades. Not yet.
Right.
But right now, they do not. Okay.
So, but that's where it seems like we're going. I mean, if we look across the board at what's happening, I mean, you know, who stands to benefit from dumbing down the kids? Who stands to benefit, you know, from taking information in about the families and what their particular values are? Are they religious? You know, that type of thing. I mean, why? I mean, does anybody but me think that shouldn't be the government's business at all? They're not, you know. I think that we have to get the teaching back to the local level, get the federal government out. See, the federal government has overstepped everything, whether it's, you know, their firearms or pot or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they control all of our local officials through this money that they give. It's like they give our sheriff all this money to fight these drug programs, you know, and it's hard for him not to accept the money because you know, it buys him vehicles and stuff to combat this thing instead of having it at the local level where it's over local control. Well, I think it's the same with the school system. If we don't have any local control and the parents can't get involved and it's all done at the federal level, then we might as well hand our kids over to the federal government to tell them and teach them anything they want.
Yeah. You know, one of my jobs in our group is I've gone back to as far back as 08, and I'm reading board minutes, and I'm looking at board agendas, and I'm looking at the videos, the local and the state and the federal level. There's a lot of boards, a lot of people involved in this at the bureaucratic level. So here's a quote from September 09, the State Board of Education in California, the deputy state superintendent. This is a quote. Race to the top is data-driven reform. That's right out of the minutes.
Wow.
And so go ahead with your next question, actually.
Well, I'm looking at some comments from teachers that I pulled up here online. And this is from Utah, Utahns Against the Common Core. Mm-hmm. And one of the teachers is here, and she says, I'm devastated. I don't even know if I can teach in Utah if this is the direction we are going. Aligning ourselves with Washington State, which is an all discovery and has some of the poorest performing math students in the country, you know, where they believe this is a great curriculum, you know, may the saints preserve us, you know. And another one, last year we implemented the writing portion of the core. I followed the core. My students did not accomplish as much with the core as they did with the program I had been using. This year I'm quietly going back to the writing program I used before. So those are teachers that are saying, you know, we can't do this because it's not teaching our students. It's making things worse. They're learning less and they're not achieving and becoming exceptional like they should be.
Yeah, so that's one of the things our group is doing is we're talking to teachers locally. We're talking to superintendents. We're going to board meetings. We're talking to board members both off agenda and we're talking to them on agenda.
So, you know, with that said, parents can, you know, get a hold of you guys and contact you and get involved in this thing so that you get to the meetings and, you know, they can talk to you guys about the issues and the problems. And how do they get a hold of you guys? What's the best way to do it?
Right now, the Facebook page, Shasta County Against Common Core, would be the best. Well, if they do a request and then we'll invite them in. Then we can start messaging, and then we can start sharing emails. So can I sure. Go off a tangent real quick? Sure. You mentioned Washington State. I have in my hand from the Washington State 46th Legislative District, October 2014, they passed a resolution, State of Washington, a resolution against Common Core.
Oh, really?
And just last week, I don't remember the source, just last week, Washington now is passing their legislation, is going through the state legislature there in Washington to get out of Common Core.
Wow.
So it's happening on the West Coast now, even though many states that never did accept Common Core, some have gotten out of Common Core since its inception, and there are a handful of states now that are trying to get out right now as we speak.
Well, that's great news because that's what needs to happen. I mean, you can't just keep going down this road and not have any consequences. So, you know, Beverly's got a note here saying that teachers are not allowed to teach past their grades. So if you've got a student who's really excelling, you know, then, you know, you can't feed him what he needs in order to go better, you know, get more faster is what you're saying.
That's absolutely right. Because they don't want that. What happens is when you teach beyond your grade level, when they go to the next grade, the teacher is upset because you've plugged into her curriculum that she's supposed to teach.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm coming to the conclusion that, you know something, I don't care what the law is at some point. You know something, you're trampling my rights. This is the Don't Tread on Me show. And you know something, at some point in time, people are just going to have to stand up and say, we're not doing it. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And you're not going to
keep... And you're not going to use our children
as guinea pigs for your program in order to indoctrinate everybody into a totalitarian state. You know, it's like, you know, I was told before that if I decided to homeschool them, well, you still got to do Common Core. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Not if you don't accept the funding.
Well, even if I accepted the funding, I could pick and choose what I want to teach my kids at my home. And I don't care what the government tells me at that point. It's like telling me that they're going to confiscate my firearm. Well, you might think that you're going to do that.
You can try.
And you can try, but you also might run into a real problem by doing that. And that's what I'm saying. People have got to nullify and negate these federal bureaucrats with saying no. That was what Madison talked about in the Federalist Papers. He talked about state nullification, and what he was talking about was people at the state level, the local level, telling the government at the federal level, no. We're not going to follow your plan. We're not going to do what you tell us. We're not going to follow the law because you're no longer a valid law because it's not constitutional. You're no longer operating into the bounds of the enumerated rights that were given to you. In other words, we gave these rights to you. They were enumerated to you. We can take them back, and we're going to have to do that.
Okay, I want to get in here. I'm looking at the opt-out form, actually, from Pacific Justice Org, and it does say assessments and surveys are in here, amongst other things, but I wanted to get that clarified. Examinations, evaluations, all of that is included in this opt-out form. So I just wanted to let the listeners know that. And then I guess with that,
I get so mad that sometimes I'm tongue-tied because it's like
Well, it's totally insane, you know. It is, and people need to get involved, you know, especially when it comes to the children. We have to go to a break. Again, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Mark. Before we go to a break, I'll just update you what we have on the power outage. There is a loss of power to about 2,600 PG&E customers at this hour in the Anderson area. And last update that yes, we're still on the air. Last update we had is about a half hour ago from PG&E. They have assigned a crew to assess the outage, and they're going to let us know what the cause is as soon as they get that information. So again, about 2,600 people in Anderson without power. At the moment, more of Sovereign Minds coming your way next on AM 1460 KCNR.
There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house. Somebody here trying to take her away from me. Staring out the window, a million miles away. And when I ask if she's all right, she never has too much to say. Is it somebody we both know, or somebody she just met? Is she loving him in her mind while she's lying here in my bed? There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house. Somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair, California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced?
Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the State of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. This is community radio for the North State, where we don't pull the punches. We tell it like it is. And I kind of am sort of partial to the truth as opposed to a bunch of media crap that doesn't mean anything. So we have a couple of things here that I want to talk about. Who's programming the computers? Who's going to be teaching your kids? And you know, are these teachers going to have a job, or are they just going to come in? You know, maybe we should get like in the Matrix where they have little plugs in the back of your head and that you just walk
pretty
in.
Pretty much
and,
it. That's
and
what
they,
it sounded
you know, they
like,
just got a
know?
Little clip plug in and they plug it into the back of your kid's head that you sit down and they just have somebody that has to sweep the floor.
Yeah. Well, we're almost there now. What does everybody, most people do? They plug their kids into their computer in their cell phones
so
right now.
So what do you guys have to say about that? Who is programming our kids?
The teachers have a fancy name. They'll be called facilitators, and they will be sure that the students are on the right page on the computer, staring at the right thing, and the teachers, for the most part, will not be privy, that is, open to the material that's being put on the screen beforehand. They're just there to be sure the students are sitting correctly. And by the way, these computers will read the body language and the facial expressions of the students, because that's all part of this.
So we don't need SAT tests anymore. We don't need college. We don't need teachers anymore.
No.
You know, all we need is a guy who knows how to sweep the floor, and they're a dime a dozen, and this is going to save us a lot on our budget, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
And speaking of budgets, bring up the cost of the test, like Smart Balance and Pearson. They use the term consortium. Consortium is not two people joining together. This is big business with Bill Gates and many others. This is real big business.
So Bill Gates is programming our kids.
That's part of it.
To what end?
Well, to buy the correct things, that he would like us to buy, so we'll all be, so all the students will be on the same page.
My brother has been saying for years that you don't go to college to become a businessman or an independent thinker. You go to college because what they want is they want a bunch of worker bees, you know, I mean, and that's really what this is about. This is about a bunch of people who aren't going to be leaders. It's a bunch of people who are going to be followers, because when they never taught me business in any of the schools I went, I had to get out all on my own.
Well, then that way you can get on the high speed rail.
To where?
Well, we have the high-speed rail to nowhere.
The high-speed rail to nowhere.
Yeah. And that's where we're going.
That's where we're headed. Now, you guys have documentation on this, is my understanding. This is not – you guys aren't just conspiratorial nut jobs who fly-by-night industries who come in and just make all this stuff up, right? You're actually getting this from somewhere.
It is on the web, and it's a lot of research. And Tracy, who's not here, has
Tracy
thousands.
Mann.
Tracy Mann has thousands of pages of research, and that's different pages, not thousands of the same page.
And it's actually their research, correct?
This is coming.
Meaning that's the people that are implementing the program.
That's correct.
This is their documents. That we're too dumb to read them anyway at this point, and we definitely can't do a math problem anymore. So they don't even mind putting it out there so that everybody sees this stuff. It's right in front of us.
We've been obtained documentation from New York State. They've been doing this for 4 years, and it's frightening. And there are other states, Arkansas and sections of Florida, have been doing this and fighting this for the last 2 or 3 years. Their documentation is on the web, but it takes time.
So we're not the first ones to implement this. This has been going on in other states for quite a while.
Yes.
We're the last ones.
Right,
oh, wow.
We're the last.
You think California's the first one?
Well, we're the last of the Mohicans.
We're the last of the Mohicans.
The paperwork said that everybody or seems to be looking at the bellwether state, which is California. If it flies here, everybody else will be swept with the tide.
So you wanted to talk about some of the money pieces about this. Again, we're back to follow the money.
Right. Smart Balance and Pearson are two of the main test creators. There's a failure rate, first of all, built in of 30 to 40%, so that ought to cheer up a lot of students. And each test costs $15 to $30, and each student is required to suffer through 6 tests in each test requires 3 hours. So that's 18 hours of test torture for
student. Who gets the money?
Good question.
Where's the money go?
Yeah, where's the money come from? Oh, the money comes from the state. That's what one administrator recently told me. At the state. And finally I pinned her down. Oh, I guess we're paying for it. I said, yeah, that's true.
Oh, so this is in addition to all the other things we pay, like taxes and so forth. So you have to pay $35 to have your kid data mined and dumbed down. Hey, what a program.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you want your kid dumbed down and charged to do it?
I know that Richard wants to get something in here before we run out of time. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, we need parents. We need teachers. We need superintendents, some of which are aware of what's happening. We need parents to go to board meetings. We need parents to go to the county board meetings with us. We could be here for 4 hours and still not cover the information that we would like to cover today. And that's not including data mining, by the way. That's in addition to that. So one of the things I'm researching at the moment is I'm trying to network. I'm trying to get out there on the web, et cetera. I would like to get two initiatives proposed for November of 2016. One, to repeal Common Core.
Okay.
Other states have done that. And I also want to change our State Board of Education. They're appointed by the governor and confirmed by the State Senate right now. I would like to change them to elected.
Well, you know something? The state of Jefferson might be an ideal forum for that to happen, wouldn't it?
Of course.
I mean, California is so screwed up, that's unbelievable. But I think we need to go after this stuff. I think people need to show up. If you're so screwed up that you don't care about your kids' education and you don't care about the future of our country and our state and our community, then don't go to these meetings.
Yeah. So, again, look at our Facebook page, Shasta County Against Common Core. We'll have information. We have files. We'll post some meetings. We usually have meetings every Wednesday evenings in the Palos Cedar area. That information will be on the Facebook page.
Yeah, if you don't show up to these meetings, well, you know, and you let us know that you don't care, then what we'll do is we'll send you a free hat with a red star on the front that kind of looks like those ones they have in China.
Yeah.
Because that's what we'll be. We might as well wear them and join the party.
Yeah, and I want before we run out, I just want to thank you guys. You guys have. I've only recently discovered your station. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I hope we can get some more listeners out there.
Yeah, and and we'll have you back in the future.
Yeah.
There's never enough time. I mean, it's much better that we have 2 hours, but we never have enough time to get all the truth out there. So we got to kind of do segments of it. So we'd love to have you all back.
This is a grassroots effort, folks, for everybody that's listening. We need everybody out there to help us.
Remember, get out there. Go to the State of Jefferson meeting over there at Benton Drive at 2 p.m.
Yep. 2 to 5.
And tomorrow, you got the Reading Tea Party meeting, and get out there and attend that. Get involved, because if you don't, we're going to lose our country and our freedom at the same time.
Yeah, and don't forget, we have a fundraiser coming up on March 21st at Wind River.
Very good. So all the above, you know, get out there and let's make a difference. Let's turn this into a dynamic community that is changing the course of history for the better.
Yeah, there is something that you can get plugged into out there, whether it's Common Core or helping with the radio station to get the truth out there, whatever it is, there is some way, somehow you can help.
Yep. And you know something? People make the difference. One person can make a big difference.
Yep.
When we have a bunch of people, all of them make a huge difference, and that's what we need out there. So I think we're getting down to about where Bob's going to turn the music on for us.
Probably. So it's been a great show. Glad to have you guys in. Thank you again, Bev and Richard and Gary.
Absolutely. And remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
And Patrick Jones hosts All In next on KCNR Shasta Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told American soldiers in Afghanistan today that their mission as advisors to the Afghan military is key to holding on to security gains.
We want to make sure that the Afghans themselves are able to preserve the environment which our forces have created over the last few years.
He spoke at the large U.S. base in Kandahar on the second day of his visit to Afghanistan, Carter telling the soldiers the Afghan security forces are strong and now, quote, stand a chance of prevailing over the Taliban in a lasting way. The nominee to become the next attorney general is moving closer to a possible confirmation vote.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee have submitted additional questions for Loretta Lynch. Those questions come after the chairman of the committee said he was disappointed in Lynch's answers during her confirmation hearing. While many of the questions during the hearing centered on Lynch's views on immigration,